Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 66, Space Mountain 2. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hello and welcome to Memory 66 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. As I woke up this morning, I realized I've got to release a podcast in 2 days. And because I only have a couple of days to record the intro and edit down the audio, I didn't get a chance to post on the social media websites soliciting comments for like normal. For that, I want to apologize to all of you. That said, today we're actually going to be revisiting a previous memory. Today we're going back to re-ride Space Mountain. Our request today came from Dan, who wrote on the Facebook page, "How about the music as you walk through the Space Mountain queue?" Well, Dan, I've only got a little bit more audio from the queue that I haven't released already. That said, I wanted to revisit this earlier memory. So back in 2008, we got to ride Big Thunder Mountain and Space Mountain on memory 25, which was a memory from our 2006 trip. In 2009, Space Mountain was closed and refurbished, adding audio to the ride. So when we went back to the parks in 2010, I had to see those changes for myself. So in this memory, it's September of 2010. Tracy, Susie, and I were joined by my dad and my sister for the day at the parks. In the evening, I wanted to catch a ride on some of those refurbished attractions, so we split up for a couple hours. My sister and I caught Space Mountain in the Haunted Mansion, while Tracy and my dad took Susie to Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. We'll be joining this memory as my sister and I are walking through Tomorrowland towards Space Mountain. We have fast passes from earlier in the day that we're going to use, so sorry, Dan, we didn't get to spend too much time in the tunnels area either again. Although the lines were short to begin with, you'll hear us discussing briefly the Lines app by touringplans.com. No, they're not a sponsor, but I cannot recommend them highly enough. We'll only spend a second in the tunnels because there's no line for either side. You'll hear me explaining to my sister some of the changes that have been done and what to expect. Realize, though, all of my knowledge is from reading blogs or listening to other podcasts, and this is my first time experiencing these changes, too. We'll wait in the switchback area for a few minutes, and then it's our turn. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take a rocket ship through the galaxy. 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Yeah.
Interactive?
Yes. She's not going to understand that it's not the main monsters. I mean, Sully makes an appearance. Sully does. Mike Wachowski makes an appearance and then hands it off to a whole bunch of made-up characters. You got the fast passes? At the front, they're gonna take it. They are.
Huh?
They are.
You think so? Because I feel like you said that earlier.
What?
Who's updating it live on your phone?
People who are visiting right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That awesome?
There's a group that did some statistical analysis that I'm using. So they say, okay, typically at this hour on this day, you will see a wait of about this much. And then you can see what other people are posting about today, saying, yeah, okay, it's actually this much, or no, it's actually this much. You see this? It's actually interactive games. They did a lot of renovation here just recently.
They're gonna change the ride?
Sort of. Not much. They just added audio this week.
I thought they already had audio.
Disneyland.
Oh, only Disneyland.
But they did it differently. They just put it in speakers around you. Directional and timed and located speakers, but speakers. Right or left? Let's go. All together? Okay, just trying to find the end of it.
I think so. Oh, well, Sissy. I thought.
Good job.
Well, it looked like it was stopped up for a little bit. Now we get to it.
Some of what they modified is they modified the loading area. You can no longer see up and out. Just to put kind of dark in it because it was getting too bright in the room. Now it's really dark in there.
That's the thing I didn't like. I looked for it, and I felt like that was really cool. I felt like Disneyland was a lot darker.
Disneyland's awesome. This is good. Disneyland, I still think, beats it.
Yeah, right? That's what I thought.
Now, I haven't been back on it since they've done the renovations and stuff like that. And like I said, they just added the audio like about a week ago. I was excited to see that they did that. Part of the reason I want to go over to Haunted Mansion because they added some new audio and some special effects there that I'm dying to see.
Well, after this, that's where we're going, right?
That's what I'd like to do. No. And maybe we'll send them over to Dumbo on that one. Otherwise, you could probably just go to it.
No, because I also have to stop at the shops on the way out. So maybe when you guys go to Aladdin,
No, you could ride those with us. I mean, you could probably still do it just at 9 o'clock start leaving. As long as you get out.
I don't want you guys to get stuck waiting for me.
Don't worry about it. We'll be fine.
Because I still got to go.
Yeah. You want me to text you with the... renovation.
such a bad spot.
Yeah, it's just nothing's happened. Whatever. Yeah, the rest of it's flashed out, but. Those extra turns.
For your safety, please do not sit on the moving handrail.
Again, sorry to all of you that I didn't get a chance to hear all of your thoughts on this attraction. I would have loved to hear what you thought about the refurbishment as well. Actually, you know what? Let's get this discussion going. If you want to go back and listen to Memory 25 now, you'll get to hear the differences between with the upgrades and without the upgrades. Tell me what you think. Do you like the added soundtrack? Do you like the improvements? Do the queue improvements make the lines feel faster? How about the new loading area? Just leave your comments and feedback on any of these changes in either the website or on the social media pages or call my voicemail line even. I'm curious what you all think. As always, if you would like to make a request or leave me some feedback as I talked about, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube, and don't forget, you can always contact me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and if you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, or Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you would like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you'll make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye!
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.